Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Jaden. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Mark Philpott.
Then could I have, I just want to let you know this call is being recorded for quality assurance and our attorneys. Can I have a spelling on the first and last name?
My first name is Mark, M-A-R-K. Last name Philpott, P-H-I-L-P-O-T.
And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And so, did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim at all, sir?
No, I don't have an attorney.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for the specific matter?
Yes.
Okay. And was it you or was it a loved one that was diagnosed with a type of cancer after spraying Roundup?
It was me.
And if I may ask, do you know what type of cancer you were diagnosed with?
It was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
I'm very, very sorry about that, sir, and thank you for sharing. Have you had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's?
No, I just had the one diagnosis.
And we would be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And what year were you diagnosed, if I may ask?
2017.
And what was the date?
February 16th.
February 16th of 2017.
That's correct.
Thank you for confirming. And where did you spray Roundup? Was it at home? Was it at work? Or both?
It was at my house, my residence at home.
Okay. And can I have the home address of where you sprayed it at?
Okay, it's 2227 State Avenue, Apartment B, Costa Mesa, California, 92627.
I'm just going to read this back to you. I have 2227 State Avenue, Apartment B, Costa Mesa, California, 9267, 92627. Sorry.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. And that's where you sprayed Roundup at?
Yes, it is.
And did any colleagues, neighbors, or anyone else you know ever spray Roundup as well?
I don't know.
And did you spray it at any other locations other than 2227 State Avenue?
No, just there.
And what was your age at the time of diagnosis?
Let me see. I was 59.
59?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a birth certificate?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And how many years have you or a loved one sprayed Roundup for? Or how many years have you sprayed Roundup?
Approximately 12 years.
And what year did you start and what year did you stop?
Okay, I started in year of 2005 and I stopped in 2017.
And then have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more over the 12 years?
Yes.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Okay, and are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And then I just have to ask if you have any history of the following, please let me know. Any HIV or AIDS, organ transplant, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, Epstein-Barr, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, diabetes, cancer requiring chemotherapy other than your NHL, or family history of cancer?
No.
Nothing on there at all?
No.
Would you like me to read any of them
Except
back just to
the
confirm?
No, I don't have any of those problems except for the NHL.
Okay. And thank you for confirming again. I'm very sorry about that. Just one second. And then can I have so the first name was Mark. What was your middle name?
Alan. A-L-L-A-N.
And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a male.
And are you currently married?
No, I'm not.
Got you. And then this next part is for HIPAA and identification purposes. Can I have your date of birth?
It's 8/22/1958.
And then can I have your full social?
Full social is 553-02-9917.
And then, if I may ask, this is just your personal... So, wait, I'm sorry. I'm going to read these back to you. I have 08-22-1958 for date of birth.
Yeah, 08-22-1958.
And then full social I have is 553-02-9917.
That's correct.
And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries or cancer? So how did you first learn that spraying Roundup could potentially lead to the non-Hodgkin's diagnosis you had?
It just was online. I was browsing online and I saw the, you know, advertisement for Roundup, you know.
And when was this? This year, last year?
Yeah. It was about 2 years ago, I believe.
Okay. And then can I, so around 2021?
Yeah.
And then can I have your height and weight, please?
Okay, I'm 5'8", 150 pounds.
And then can I, if I may ask, can I have your primary email address, please?
Okay, it's mphlpt@gmail.com.
And then I have mphlpp@gmail.com.
That's correct.
And then the primary number I have on file is 949-903-9642.
That's correct.
Is that a mobile or a home phone?
It's a mobile phone.
And how many times per year or... Yeah, how many times per year would you say you use Roundup?
I'd say I use it at least three times a month for a year or so. 30 times a year, I guess, 36.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis? So if you're diagnosed in 2017, were you spraying in 2016?
Yeah.
And you said you started spraying in 2005 and stopped in 2017?
That's correct.
And then, if I may ask, it's okay. When was it applied? Was it seasonally, yearly, monthly?
It was monthly.
Okay. And then how was it applied? By backpack, hand sprayer, tractor with hoses?
Bottle sprayer.
And did you use ever? I'm so sorry. Did you ever use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No, I did not. Well, I did. I wore gloves.
And where did you apply to? And how big of an area was it applied to? So was it like residentially?
I applied to my yard, and the yard is approximately. Let me see. 150 square feet, I'm thinking, something like that. Approximately 150 square feet.
And then what state did you use Roundup in? Was it only California?
Yeah.
And what was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, residential?
Residential.
And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it home gardening?
Yeah. Killing weeds in my backyard.
Got you. And how were you exposed? Was it directly, indirectly?
It was directly.
And did you personally spray Roundup?
Yes.
And then how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Probably always.
Yeah, every time I sprayed it, I was the only one spraying it.
Got you. And to the best of your knowledge, how many exposures to Roundup would you say that you had in your lifetime?
in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Over 200.
And if I may ask, did you ever get your water from a well or a water well?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
I imagine I might have been, but I couldn't tell you what ones, what one I used or anything, because that was the only one I really used to kill weeds with.
You only ever used Roundup?
Yeah.
And have you ever been exposed to benzene?
Benzene? I don't exactly know what benzene is.
Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
Not that I'm aware of.
And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate, premix?
It was a concentrate.
And then where and when was the Roundup purchased? Was it like a Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart?
Yeah, I purchased it at Walmart.
Walmart. And do you have any purchase information? Do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases? Any Roundup in your possession?
No, I don't.
No worries.
I may have some Roundup in the garage, possibly. I have to go look. I don't know if I have it there or not. I
may possibly have Roundup in the garage. No worries. And then I'll just, if you do find it, let us know. Have you ever smoked?
Okay. No.
Are you currently employed?
No, I'm not.
Have you lost any time off work because of surgery or treatment related to your non-Hodgkin's diagnosis?
Oh, yes, I have.
Do you remember the dates when you're unable to work?
I've been retired for a few years now, so I couldn't, give you the exact dates that my time on.
Was it weeks that you had to take off, or like months that you had to take off, or just sick days, individual sick days?
I took off probably 5 days a month for 6 months.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No, I haven't.
And you don't know the exact dates for when you would take time off, correct?
I don't know the exact dates, no.
Okay. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. And other than minor traffic offenses, like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And then this next part, I'm just going to ask for the diagnosing physician. Do you know the name of the hospital that you were treated at?
Yeah, it was University of California Irvine Medical Center.
University of UCI Medical Center?
Right.
Do you have the address? Or actually, I can read off an address. Just let me know if this sounds correct. I have 101 The City Drive, South Orange. Like the city drives south, Orange, California.
Yeah, that's what I have. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah. And then do you know the name of the doctor you were treated? Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, I hear you now. It was Dr. Elizabeth Brim.
Brim? B-R-I-M?
B-R-E-M.
Got you, sorry. And then phone number I have, 714-456-5164.
Yeah, that's correct.
And then, if I may ask, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
How has it impacted my life? Well, it's impacted, I don't know, quite severely. I don't know what's going to happen from month to month or year to year. I'm retired now, but, I just...
Oh.
you know, don't know what I'm going to do with the rest of my life or how much longer I got left, you know.
Are you still going through treatment?
No, I'm done with treatment.
And then was it successful?
I've been in remission for, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. That's great to hear. It was very hard.
It was good. It was hard.
At the time of diagnosis. And did anything about your family or anything else that would have?
Just
family stress, I would assume.
Everybody's real concerned.
You had to take, you told me, some days off of work.
Mm-hmm. It was just a stressful time in general, all in all.
Yep.
You know, it still is.
I would imagine. I'm and again, I'm very, very sorry. And thank you for taking the time to speak with us about this.
All right. Thank you.
And do you have medical records that would indicate the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes, I do.
And then do you know the date treated? Or the date that you started treatment? The date that you started treatment for the non-Hodgkin's?
Okay, the date I started treatment was I was diagnosed in 2017.
And then do you remember?
I started my treatment date I started was, let me see, February 23rd, 2017, I believe.
Okay. And thank you for confirming. And then what type of treatment did you receive? Was it stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery?
I had a chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and pain medication given to me afterwards.
Pain medication. And then can I have your full home address, please?
Yeah, it's 2227 State Avenue, Apartment B, Costa Mesa, California, 92627.
And then for this last part, we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you. Ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. We found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. The emergency contact you want to put down, do they live with you or not live with you?
They don't live with me.
And then do we have permission to contact this person?
Yes, you do.
And then can I have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
Okay, the first name is Darlene. The phone number, let me see. I have to look it up on my phone here. Hang on a second.
No worries.
Okay, the phone number is 714-597-1614.
And then, what was her relationship to you?
She's a friend.
Put close friend. And then just one second, we should be good to go. I'm going to send over our attorney documents. Perfect. Just one second. Okay. Should be coming through right now through text or email. Just let me know as soon as you do get them. Perfect. They should be in your inbox right now. Just let me know if you have any questions.
They're in my in a text or my email.
Probably both. Just let me know which one comes to you first.
Okay. All right.
And then as soon as you do click on the link for DocuSign, it's going to ask you to review an act. Just click continue through or next. And then just let me know if you have any questions about the documents. Were you able to get to the link at least?
Yeah, I'm just opening up my email right now.
Okay.
And I don't see it coming through here yet. Did it say it already arrived or?
Yeah, did it go through the text message maybe?
Okay, I'm checking text messaging. I got it right here, I think. Okay. Yeah, I got it in my text messaging.
Perfect. It's going to be a link. Just click on the link, and then it's going to take you to a page that's going to ask you to review and act on a document.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I got please review and act on these documents from Jaden.
Then just click continue or next.
Okay. And then do the start.
Oh, yeah. And then after you click start, it's going to start asking you to sign on these little boxes. There should be probably 5 or 6 of them out there.
Right. I see them.
Perfect.
So just click on the boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sign. Okay, I'm going to apply. And draw my signature.
Yeah, it's going to draw to sign, or you can put your initials. Either one is fine.
Okay.
If anything on there, though, is incorrect, addresses, names, date of births, anything like that, just let me know and I can resend the documents.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, you're done signing, it says.
Perfect. I'm just going to double-check everything.
You're using icon?
Yeah, if you want to download. Yeah, that's fine. And then let me just double-check everything went through, and then we'll let you go.
Okay.
All information was correct on there, or accurate to you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to send you a text from my personal number. It's going to have my name and my office hours. If you have any questions between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can text me. At any time, as soon as the attorneys get a hold of you, though, I'll be pretty useless, though. But if you do have any questions between now and when they reach out to you, you can always reach out to me.
All right, thank you.
Perfect. If you have any other, do you have any other questions for me today?
No, I don't think so. That's about it.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Alan or Mark. I'll have a good day.
All right, you too.